Swear, it was just... I just had my cell phone. Now, where did it go? Wait. I know. I'll call it. Alright. Yeah, see? I'm smarter than the average cell phone. Ah! Well, where is it? Here it is. Alright, just cancel that. Yeah, found my cell phone.
If you like talking dirty to beautiful 18-year-old
kids,
then all you need to do is enter your credit card number now,
no,
baby. Okay, let's just end it right there because we have a lot to do tonight. But tonight's a little different. Tonight is very different. You might even be able to tell what's so different about it right now. Yeah. Hear that silence? You hear that nothingness? You hear that dial tone? Yes, unfortunately, Dash Interrupt is not with us tonight. He's at work doing his work stuff. So, don't blame me, don't blame him, blame his job. From what I understand, they begged him to come in. You know, you ever get one of those calls for your job? And they call you up and they say, listen, we're shorthanded. We need somebody. Please get down there. And you know, you're kind of just sitting there saying to yourself, yeah, I could come in. I don't know if I want to though. What's in it for me? Well, that's pretty much what happened to Dash. So I'm gonna have to do this show solo. But let's hope that his boss is nice and giving him some much needed overtime. But let's just give Dash a big shout out right now. I obviously he's not listening, but I'm sure he'll listen to the recorded show. So I want to make sure that he knows we are thinking about him, and the show won't be the same without him. Especially because you're just gonna hear me. So get used to it. We're gonna be here for a while, but that's okay because we do have a lot to talk about. And before I blabber on any further, I should do the proper introduction. The show is Hacker Mind. My name is Screamer Chaotix, and on the phone we do not have Dash Interrupt, but that's okay. Alright, let's see. Wow, I honestly don't even know where to begin this week, because we have so much going on. It was like I went to one news site after another, and I was really blown away, because every time I visited a new site, I would find something that I wanted to talk about on this week's show. You know, normally when you make an online radio show, you have to prepare. I mean, that's logical. You have to prepare way in advance. You know, you have to get news beginning the day after your broadcast. So last Friday, I started looking around for new stuff, and you want to get as much as you can. So you want to really push it to the limit. You know, about an hour before you actually broadcast, you want to make sure that you have everything that you need. And, you know, because usually the greatest stuff comes out 2 minutes after the show ends. So I try to get as much as I can, and I had absolutely no problem doing that this week because of all that's going on. Unfortunately, much of it was bad news. Some of it was good. Some of it was kind of odd. We'll cover it all, but I think it's only proper that I begin by discussing CARP, the Copyright Arbitration Royalty Panel. Now, we all know about it, and from what we understood, it had been rejected. But as we said on this show, it was rejected, but that didn't mean that it was going to just go away. Oh, that's right, the U.S. Librarian of Congress. And according to the folks on Off the Hook, they don't know his name. He's a mysterious person, or... How dare I say... Oh, no, it is a he, okay. They do say his final decision. But he took this, he rejected the original CARP plan, and rearranged it a little bit. He changed it around, and we hoped that it would just go away, but it didn't. Now, let me read to you what was on 2600.com's website. The U.S. Librarian of Congress released his final decision on royalty rates for Internet music broadcasting. Already, at least one such webcaster has shut down rather than pay these fees. But, of course, this was posted almost a week ago, and I must apologize for the thunder that is just trying to destroy this show. I guess the co-host for the show would be the Thunder. This was posted about a week ago, so this is old news. If you go to, let's see. I think you could try, I know Soma FM, that's one site that was shut down, and there are many others. You can check out saveinternetradio.org, and of course rantradio.com. And you can actually get lists of all the sites that are shutting down because of this. But the news report continues. The rates were set at 0.07 cents per song. Now that's not even a cent, but they were set at that per song per listener for all internet broadcasters. The recommendation of the CARP panel, which the librarian rejected 1 month ago, requested double this amount for internet-only broadcasters as compared with entities that simultaneously broadcast online and over AM or FM. While this rate may sound like a small amount, a typical station that plays 20 songs an hour for 20 hours a day would end up owing $102 per listener per year. Therefore, a station with a dozen listeners would pay $1,226 per year, while one with 100 listeners, still a tiny audience by AM and FM radio standards, would owe more than $10,000 yearly. even at the reduced rate of 0.02 cents per song per listener available to certain non-commercial stations, the cost would be $29.20 per listener per year, or almost $3,000 for 100 listeners. These fees are also applied retroactively to 1998. And so to clarify what this is saying is that right now, non-commercial broadcasters are supposed to pay 0.02 cents per song per listener for everything that they've ever played going back as far back as 1998. Okay, 4 years. I don't even know anyone that would keep records like that, but you're required to do this. You're required to know who listened to what song, how many times, for everything that you've ever played going back as far as 1998. Even beyond these large fees, it says, the record keeping required by this fee structure may prove impossible for many hobbyist webcasters to implement. Every webcaster will be required to record every song played as well as how many people listen to each song, as I just said. Especially disturbing is the observation that certain mass media outlets are portraying the librarian's decision as a victory for webcasters. Although it is true that royalties for internet-only webcasters were halved, even the new rates are likely to be out of the reach for most hobbyists. The RIAA released a statement that claims that the new rate is too small of a price to charge multi-billion dollar companies, but says nothing about the effect of these royalties upon the large numbers of hobbyists and non-commercial webcasters. And it concludes, it's likely that this decision and the recording industry's greed will mean the end of many hobbyist internet radio stations. Although many webcasters play music that cannot be heard on commercial radio, likely inspiring listeners to purchase CDs they may not otherwise hear, the music industry continues to insist upon charging unreasonable fees to these broadcasters, and no one has proposed any kind of plan to ensure that artists will ever see a dime of these fees. So, wow, yeah, that was a mouthful. But what that's saying is that non-commercial radio stations have to pay 0.02 cents per song per listener for everything since 1998. Now, what does that mean for HackerMind? Well, that's a really good question. To be honest, I don't know. You know, no one has contacted me and said what I have to do. And so I'm a tad confused because, first of all, I should point out that the servers you are now listening to are broadcasting out of Canada. We're broadcasting off of Rant Radio servers, so I don't know how that works. I'm in the United States. They're in Canada. So who are they going to go after? Is the RIAA going to come after me? Or will I be able to get away with this because I'm broadcasting from Canada? In that case, if that is so, if that's legal, then I would recommend to people to find servers overseas. Or, for crying out loud, maybe just have a person set up a server overseas and just broadcast off of that. And so I don't know how that's going to work, but I'm guessing it's not going to work in my favor because it so seldomly does. But even if it does, up in Canada right now, they have something called Tariff 22. And this is very similar to CARP, and it's going to start charging non-commercial radio stations online pretty much the same fees. I'm not sure if they're exactly the same or slightly different or what's going to happen, but it'll be interesting to see what exactly happens with that. That could be rejected completely, meaning that people in Canada don't have to pay, and I hope that's what happens. I hope we can keep this from spreading as much as possible, but it doesn't look good. Tariff 22 will probably go through. You can go to rantradio.com and find some information on how to fight it. And wow, that is some scary friggin' thunder out there. But check out rantradio.com and please write. I mean, I know that one person probably can't change the world, but one person does it and then another person does it. Well, there you go. You got two. Two, four, six, eight. Just keeps on going until maybe a difference will be made. But one thing I can say for sure is that I don't intend on paying anything. So I might be signaling or signifying our demise by saying that. But I want to go on record right now as saying that I'm not going to pay a dime ever Okay, no matter what, I am not going to pay to broadcast. So, there you have it. Even if Rant Radio is shut down, I'm going to try to broadcast. I hate to sound so pessimistic so early in the hour. I assure you, we do have some fun stuff to do tonight. But even if Rant Radio is shut down, I intend to continue broadcasting live from my home server. Of course, this has risks, you know. This and it's not very easy, especially when you just have a cable modem. Undoubtedly, my ISP is going to be very upset with me for having about 50 people connecting at the same time, but they'll get over it. What's worse is that when people have an IP address, such as mine, such as a home personal computer, you know, they get curious, and I can understand that. And I'm not going to badmouth curious people. I mean, that would go against everything I stand for. But you know, it's really gonna hurt the broadcast when people are port scanning me every 2 seconds. And even worse, I'm not saying that any of our listeners would do this, but it's always possible that someone says, "Hey, I don't like what these guys are saying, and I'm gonna DOS them." So that could happen. It's a lot more difficult to DOS Rant Radio. Not impossible, of course, but that's the risk you take. But I'm willing to take that risk if Rant Radio should go down, because I think HackerMind and all online radio stations should be allowed to stay on the air free of charge. I mean, this is a technology. No one owns it. Okay, no one owns my voice. I'm not going to pay anyone to say what I want to say. I'm not going to pay anyone to broadcast the songs that I like. So, well, there you go. There you go. I don't know. Plus, we also have these shows archived, and the RIAA wants to go after, or I should say CARP, wants to go after these archives. So I'm going to have to find out about that. But even if they shut me down live while I'm broadcasting from my home computer, we'll continue to make shows and put them up in downloadable form, even if we can't go live. So that's another way to stay on the air. Or one clever way of beating it, this is another possibility, is to make HackerMind into a TV show. Not on TV, obviously, but I mean with video. We can use a webcam, make a video broadcast, and that doesn't count as online radio, does it? I don't know. But just some stuff to think about, and fight CARP, you know. Fight CARP, do whatever you can, write to your representatives and tell them that the Copyright Arbitration Royalty Panel is silencing these free independent broadcasters on the internet, and it is important. You know, I'm sure a lot of you are in our chat room right now, which I should have mentioned is irc.box.sk channel HackerMind, and I'm sure a lot of you are probably telling me to shut up, get over it, you know, move on, get to the cool stuff, and I will, I'm not going to let CARP keep me from the good stuff. But keep in mind that if we don't talk about it, if we don't fight this, we might not be here next week. You know, I'm going to keep fighting it all I can, but if I'm in jail for not paying $30,000 to the RIAA, well, it's going to be kind of hard to make a show. But, yeah, so do whatever you can. You know, I don't expect one person to change the world, but make a stand. Write to your representative. Think about it. If you and one other person wrote to your representative, imagine all the listeners that are listening to this now, everyone who downloads this, doesn't matter when you're listening to this, I don't care if it's 2005, write. Let them know that this is a bad idea. And if you do it, and you get one other person to do it, imagine how many people that is. And then other people all over the country doing the same thing. And maybe we can actually stop this. But we'll have to see what happens. Now I would like to move on, but I want to make sure that I don't forget anything, because this is very important. This is a little bit off the subject, but I suppose it's on topic. You know, people often ask me, what can I do? You know, I can't tell the world, what's going on here. You know, I feel hopeless. I can't stop it. Whether it's carp or whether it's something else. What do I do? Well, you know, I would like to tell you that the answer is broadcast online, but now that that's going away, I don't know. Get on the internet. Get on the internet. Make websites. Speak your mind. And get it out to as many people as possible. And I don't recommend spam, but you know, post it. Post your URL wherever you can and let people know that you have something to say. And people will listen. And that's pretty much all I can tell you about getting your voice out there. I mean, we know that celebrities have the loudest voices. Celebrities are the ones that are able to scream to the world what they want to say. I mean, look at R. Kelly, for example. Here's a man who's clearly seen on video with a 14-year-old girl, and yet he's able to make a song, and all these teeny boppers all over the country listen to it on the top 40 stations and say, "Aw, give the guy a break," because he's a celebrity. He's able to broadcast to the entire friggin' world. But me? No, I can't do that. I can't do that because I'm just Screamer Chaotix. I'm just this little guy hosting an online radio show. And now, I'm trying to get my voice out to the world, but Karp is saying, no, you can't do that. The RIAA wants to decide what people hear. You know, the government wants to be in charge of what you hear. You know, it's sickening, but that's the way it works. So if you want to get your voice out, the only thing I could really recommend is a website or... not that I don't think people should get online. I think online radio is something that that should be used to the fullest. But I hope to see more online radio shows stand up. Now, I mean, I got a lot more to say about that, but I want to move on. And I don't know, if I think of anything else to say, I'll post it on the board and you can flame me to death. Okay, moving on to a different topic here. I would like to mention that, I can't say this for sure, of course, but it seems like VoiceStream listens to this show. Yeah. I know that sounds weird, and I can't prove it, but I think they do. I think they do. Let me show you why. A while back, yeah, right, like a week ago, We called up VoiceStream and we heard how all you need to get in is a phone number and a zip code.
Please hold while we connect your call.
Okay.
Welcome to VoiceStream T-Mobile Customer Care. Our menu options have recently changed.
Oh, goody.
Listen carefully to all options before making your selection. Para servicio en español, por favor oprima el número 4. Please enter your 10-digit mobile number starting with the area code.
Okay, I don't want you to hear that.
Ten-digit mobile number starting with the area code. You are not an existing customer. Press 1. For validation purposes, please enter the last 4 digits of the primary account holder's social security number.
So there you go. Enter the last 4 digits of the primary account holder's social security number. Now this is like 1 or 2 weeks later. This has suddenly changed right after we announced that the only thing you needed to get into that was a phone number and a zip code, and how easy it was to get that information. VoiceStream goes and changes it. Kind of ironic, if you ask me. A little weird. But I don't know. I don't have any proof, of course, but who knows? Maybe someone at VoiceStream is listening. Maybe my broadcasting really did make a difference. But, of course, Karp wants to silence that. Yes, it's very nice. See, I had to give the notebook a little vacation here, so I got a sheet from the notebook. Notebooks, don't worry, folks. Relax. The notebook is fine. He's sitting over there for right now. Alrighty. Oh, yes. I can't forget this. Okay, we do have a co-host. I want to let you know that we do have a co-host, but I'm not sure how this is going to go. So, let's see. Okay, what's his name? Ah, yes. His name is Phony Ass Co-host. Now, Phony Ass Co-host, how are you?
I am fine.
He is fine. Well, that's good. That's good to hear, Phony Ass Co-host. Now, we have a lot to talk about. So we want to get
we want to
get going. Did I tell you that we're actually going to show people how to turn their best friend's phone into a sex line?
Well, what do you know?
Well, I'll show you how to do it, and I'll explain everything, and we'll get to that in just a minute. So
no, I see how it is. Don't think I don't know what you're doing.
Well, what am I doing? I mean, I'm just simply explaining to people that we're going to be doing this later on.
Fine. Fuck you.
What?
I'm leaving. Your shoe sucks anyway.
Oh, come on. Oh. All right. Well, folks, I apologize for that. Phony-ass co-host has decided to leave. He's storming off right now. I don't even know what to say. I'm just I'm speechless. I apologize for that. But you know what? The show has to go on. So we're gonna do just that. Now this is another little fun feature I found of VoiceDream. Now I found this just by scanning. Now you know what scanning is, right? It's when you dial random numbers. Usually you usually get a good exchange in your area. I mean, you could do long distance too, but well, that costs money. You get something that's local, and you scan every number within it. Now, for example, I found that the exchange 36699 and then two digits usually leads you to an intercept recording. So let me see if I can demonstrate. Now, I have to say usually, because I did find one person that had that number. Let's see what I get. Completely random. This will be that one person. Or it'll just ring for infinity.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time. Please check that you have dialed the number correctly. Remember, Connecticut now has two area codes, 203 and 860. This is a recording.
No shit. Okay, so I found that there are a lot of error messages there. After that, and after I got sick and tired of listening to different error recordings, I decided to try the exchange 243. Now, 243 belongs to VoiceDream cell phones. Now, out of curiosity, I dialed 243-9999 and I got this.
Welcome to the VoiceDream Messaging Center. Please enter the 10-digit number of the person you are trying to reach.
Let's try a new number. And for their safety, I'll just cut out the last four digits.
Hey, it's me. I can't come to the phone. If you need a message, I'll call you back. Thanks.
So there's someone's voicemail. Okay. Well, let's try that again.
Welcome to the VoiceDream Messaging Center. Please enter the 10-digit...
And for their safety, to keep you evil hackers away...
You have reached the cell phone number of Lisa Stone.
Okay, all right, well, we don't need to know who you are. See, folks, don't give out your name when you leave an outgoing message on your voicemail, because anybody can hear it. Anybody just dialing a few digits. Now, you might be thinking, well, what's so important about that? There's a lot of ways to get people's voicemails. You can just dial random numbers. Well, yeah, you could, but then people are going to answer. This leads you directly into their voicemail. Now, especially when you have about 9,999 different voicemail boxes, it's likely that someone somewhere has their phone number for their password. And that's probably not too rare, actually. So, yeah, I guess it's a good system if you're honest. You know, you can go in, you can hear your own message. Here, let me get to mine.
Welcome to the VoiceStream Messaging Center. Please enter the 10-digit
number. And I don't want anybody hearing anything about mine. No offense, it's just me.
Hey, I'm not here right now. Leave me a message and I'll call you back and leave you one when you're out.
See? Nice and simple. Of course, all you have to do is hit the star button and you can enter in a password. Well, you can try entering in a password, but of course, trying to do that on someone else's voicemail would be illegal. And I am not about to break the law on the air. Okay? You never know who's listening. So, let's just not do that, alright? Let's just not dial 243-9999, enter in a 10-digit number, and try to guess a password. It's just not right. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's a nice little system for you to play. that exists. Yeah. Well, I guess I can move on to the fun stuff. It's rough not having Dash here. You know, normally I would go to him right now and say, "Hey, Dash, what do you have for us?" But yeah, there's just nothing there. Alrighty, let's see here. No, actually, before I get on to the really, really fun stuff, I have a couple of announcements that I wanted to make. First of all, this one pains me to say, but I have to say it nonetheless. We tried and we tried, but unfortunately we're not going to be able to have streaming video for Han 2, the second HackerMind all-nighter, which will be airing on July 10th. I thank everyone that made suggestions as to how it could be done, but unfortunately we weren't able to find what we really wanted, and that was some servers online to broadcast from. Now, of course, if someone does know about it and they're listening now, feel free to get in contact with us, because I if it's possible, I will use it. I'm just saying that right now, as we stand, we do not have the means to broadcast live video for Han 2. I should say that we do have the means. We do have the means, thanks to some people that showed us several options, including Real Server 8, Microsoft NetMeeting, and several others. But all these programs require that you make your computer into a server. Now, that's all well and good, but as I said before, there are risks involved. Like I said, people get curious, they want to scan. Just plain old bandwidth limitations. And then there's also the threat of a DOS. You know, you can probably take down Rant Radio, like I said, but it's a lot easier to take down me. So I really don't want to risk anything happening during the Han. I would like to try to keep everything up and running. I mean, if something does happen, we'll be right there to fix it and get it all working again. But we don't want to risk having the live video going out, because that's going to be too much of a bandwidth strain. So but we didn't lie. I want to clarify that our little announcement for Han 2 that can be found at the front page of HackerMind.net clearly says audio video interaction. Yes, there will be video. We still have the Han 2 video, Beyond Han 2. We're going to be making that, and hopefully we'll be able to start that the day of the Han. It'll include me picking up Dash at the airport. It'll be us setting up the Han. It'll be the key points throughout the Han. You can actually see what goes into making HackerMind, and so on and so forth, and it'll be a great way to relive the Han. You can always download the audio, of course, but this way you can actually see what's going on, and that'll be pretty interesting when we are acting out hacker movies and doing all sorts of crazy things. And that's the kind of stuff that you're going to want to see and not just hear. So we're going to have that. And also, I should point out that we're not going to have a VHS being sent out. We want to try doing all the editing on a computer and creating a DivX file for both films that we're making, Beyond Han 2 and Hacker Mine at Hope. We want to make those into DivX format, and that way we can send them to people. We still have to sell them because we still have to pay for everything, but they'll be a lot cheaper than the VHS would have been. So we'll be able to send those to people that order them, and then once you have them, you can do whatever you want. If you want to send them to people, go right ahead. If you want to post them on Kazaa, we'd appreciate it, and so on and so forth. Just all that we ask is, like with Freedom Downtime, please don't sell it. You know, please don't do that. That's just rotten. You're making a buck off of something we made, and you're not doing it to share it. You're doing it to make a profit. So that's all that we ask. If you want to share it, you can go right ahead. In fact, we encourage it. And so that'll be Han 2 and H2K2, and that's coming up pretty soon. Also, another announcement for you fans of Off the Hook, this Saturday at midnight, you can tune in to hear Brain Damage. Now, I'm not sure how many of you have gone to 2600.com recently, but when you're there, you can see a link for the show Brain Damage, which was hosted by Emmanuel Goldstein using his real name, of course, Eric Corley. And it ran from 1988 to 95. And this Saturday will be I don't want to say a comeback show because it usually means that it's going to be around for a while. It's going to be a special to celebrate WUSB's 25th anniversary. And that'll be this Saturday at midnight. It'll be broadcasting from 2600.com. So if you want, tune into the stream. Hop into irc.box.sk, channel HackerMind, and hopefully I'll be there so we can all listen together. That'd be pretty cool. Maybe I'll even try to get it on my radio. That's this Saturday, and let's see, I want to make sure that I don't miss any other announcements. Let me check. Normally I would say, Dash, why don't you entertain the listeners while I do. No, that's pretty much it. No streaming video and Brain Damage. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, you see, this is the part that I would really need Dash for. This is something that's been annoying me. I'm not sure how many of you are movie buffs, but I'm kind of thinking that maybe I should ask the listeners how they feel about this, because recently on June 25th, I've been told by all these different internet sites that the movie Cube 2. I'm not sure how many of you have seen the movie Cube. Would be out on DVD and VHS. All these sites said that it would be. So, of course, on June 25th, I went store hopping. I went bouncing around store to store looking for it. Well, I didn't find it. I come back. I eventually find a message board on cubethemovie.com, and I see, lo and behold, Cube 2 is still a year away. They pushed back the release date. So why am I saying this? Is it because that because of the lack of an internet site, I wasn't able to get up-to-the-minute information? Well, that's one reason. But I also wanted to say that this is a bad idea. Because, especially for the production company. Because in this day and age, you really shouldn't do that to people. You know, you really shouldn't promise them a movie and then postpone it for a year. Because what happens? It gets on Kazaa. It gets on file-sharing services. And, That's really what I want to ask you, the listeners. I want to know how you feel about that. Here, okay, question of the week. I'll post it after the show. How do you feel about people putting up movies online before they're released in theaters? Especially when the movie studio postpones it. You know, they tell you it'll be out on this day, and then it's not. They push it back a year. How do you feel about people that see advanced screenings and put it up online? Should people watch it, and if so, explain why you think they should, and if they shouldn't, explain why you think they shouldn't. Now, personally, I would have to say, and this is just my personal opinion, I'm not encouraging people one way or the other to either download or not download, but I would have to say that I don't think it does anything bad. I mean, first of all, the quality is terrible. I suppose if you have a DivX movie, which is basically a DVD rip, the quality is a little bit better, but when you have just a flat-out AVI, it sucks. It looks horrible. But, that's why I don't think that downloading it really prevents people from paying for the movie later on. I know Jason X came out online early, and I got to see it before it was in theaters, but I have every intention of buying it. So, I think that if people intend on paying money for a movie, then they should watch it. I mean, they're only hurting themselves if they don't. But what I want to ask you is, first of all, I'll clarify the question, but should people put these movies online early, or should they not? And if so, should people watch them, or should they not? And I'll write out a more logical question right after the show, but I just wanted to rant about that. You know, I hate that. I hate when they say that a movie's coming out, but it doesn't. All right. Let's get on to the fun stuff. First, I'm going to chug some water because I don't have a co-host to go to right now. Here, I'll give you the dial tone while I chug. Oh, that's the stuff. Okay. At the beginning of the show, you heard me call my cell phone number. You heard it ring. I hit the C button to cancel the call, and then you heard, of all things, 1-800-WE-ARE-18. Yeah. I assure you, I am not the owner of 1-800-WE-ARE-18. Although I wish I were. No, no, no. That is a little bit something different. And right now, I'd like to show you how you, too, can turn your best friend's phone into, well, a sex line, or anything you like. It's really not all that complicated, and if you haven't figured it out by yet, shame on you. It's merely call forwarding. That's all it is. Nothing more, nothing less. So, I'm sure a lot of people are probably thinking right now, oh, come on, call forwarding? That's nothing. There's no hack in that. You know, well, why are you bothering showing us this? Well, you have to realize that a lot of people don't know the slightest thing about forwarding calls or about doing anything with their phones, especially their cell phones for that matter. So when you do something like this, as I did to a friend of mine, it's really something. Now, I should clarify that I didn't do it to his phone, I did it to my own. What I did was, I changed the phone so that when someone called, and it wasn't on, or I hit the cancel button, instead of forwarding to my voicemail box, it went to a different number. Now, I didn't think it was going to let me do that. I didn't think it was going to let me forward to something other than my voicemail, but it did. It let me send that call to anywhere I wanted. So I sent it to, just for kicks, that number you just heard at the beginning, 1-800-WE-ARE-18. So I knew my buddy was going to call. I did that. And when he got it, sure enough, that's what he heard. And lo and behold, he was amazed. Okay, he was stunned. He couldn't believe it. You know, he was saying to me in the car, oh, wow, I don't know how you did that. How did you do that? That was amazing, blah, blah, blah. Well, I said to him, okay, I think I got it fixed now. Why don't you go ahead and try my number again? And, of course, you know, he's always one for a joke. So he picked up the phone, picked up his cell phone, that is, and called my number. And wouldn't you know it, what did he hear? He heard his own voicemail. Yeah. He called my number, but he heard his voicemail. Whew. Yeah, it's confusing, folks, but I'm getting through it. All right, so how did I do that? Well, simple. In order to call me, he had to turn on his phone. He had to make a call. So if anyone called him, they would get his voicemail right away. So, lo and behold, I enter in his phone number as the number to forward to. He calls me, it bounces back to him, and he hears himself. And he's sitting there, he's absolutely dumbfounded. He's amazed by this. He can't get over it. He's in shock that I have the ability to do this. And he's kind of getting pissed at me. He's like, change it back.
You know, and of course I'm having fun. I'm saying, oh man, you know, I got to get back into VoiceStream. I got to get back into Singular. I have to go through all this rigmajig. I have to change all the switches around, blah, blah, blah. I know a bunch of BS. And he was buying every word of it. And all I did was use call forwarding. But because he didn't know about it, because he was so out of the loop, he had no idea what was going on. All right, now I told you that I would tell you how to do this to your friend's cell phone. And I'm not fibbing. But, of course, it's going to depend on whether or not you can get into his voicemail. Now, like I said, it's not that hard to do. All you have to do is either find out the number that he calls to get to his voicemail. Now, usually on a cell phone, they have a special number to dial. For me, it's 123. I hit 123 and I get to my voicemail. But that's for VoiceStream. On Singular, it might be something different. And on every other service, it might be something different. But if you can get to his voicemail, and they always have a number that you can call with a regular landline phone, once you get into there, you can make a call. Or, excuse me, I'm getting confused here. You can call into that and try his phone number. Try his home phone number. That's always a popular one. If you know his home phone number or her phone number, that's always a popular one. Now, of course, I don't encourage you to do this. I'm saying, you know, if you want to play a prank on your friend, I'm not saying do this to a complete stranger because they might come after you if they find out you did it. So, and you know what, I'm not encouraging you to do anything, but this is how it could be done. Yeah, wink, wink. You can get into his voicemail by probably entering his phone number, or his home phone number, or his birthday, or any other number you can think of. But there's an even easier way, and especially if they have VoiceStream, because VoiceStream's newest feature is that when you dial your home, when you dial your mailbox from your cell phone, you don't need a password. It assumes, because you are dialing 123 from your cell phone, that it must be you. Now, folks, it's not that hard to get someone's cell phone for 2 minutes. Not hard at all. All right? I, of course, have changed that so that anybody who calls from this phone has to enter a password, but a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people won't even know how to change that. So get a VoiceStream phone, press 123, listen, you'll probably get right into their voicemail. No password, no nothing. And from there, who knows, man, you can have all sorts of fun. But even if you just get their phone, all you have to do, if you have like a hold of their phone, you don't even have to go into their voicemail to do anything or to change anything around, or you don't even have to call any 800 numbers. All you have to do is go to Forward Voice Calls. Okay, this is the super simple way. All right, but you're gonna have to get a hold of their phone to do it. And keep in mind, you don't need access to anything. You don't have to screw around with voicemails. I said those are easy to get into, but you don't have to do this. Just get a hold of their cell phone, get to the option in the menu that says Forward Voice Calls, or whatever it says in other providers, enter it in, enter in a number, and I'm going to do that right now. Okay, if it says Forward When Unavailable, I hit Yes. Now it's telling me to wait. How nice. Okay, now it says On, select that. Now it's asking me to enter in a phone number. Now, let me see. What number should I enter? Now, pretend this is someone else's phone. Okay. Let me try 1-800-O-P-E-R-A-T-O-R. Press OK. And, of course, it's going to have me wait again, because it just loves doing that. And call forward is on. So let me cancel out of this. Now, originally, what I planned on doing was walking down to a payphone, having Dash call my cell, and then listening to it as it forwards to the payphone. But I decided not to do that because, well, A, Dash isn't here, and B, it's pouring. So let's try that. Let me give my cell phone a call. Blah, blah, blah. I don't want you hearing it. And it's going to get to this. Okay.
got the phone. I cancel it.
She's not coming.
AT&T, rates, terms, and conditions are available.
Now that's kind of weird, actually. I just heard like two people on the line at the same time. I think I heard one. I think one was an operator and one was a machine. Let's see what happens when we dial that again. And this is not planned, folks. This is chaos. Oh, I hate letters. I'm dialing all my life and I still don't know where they are.
AT&T, rates, terms, and conditions are available. How may I help you?
Ah, okay. I don't know who that first voice was. It was probably just somebody talking over the recording. Anyway, to recap, to get into someone's voicemail, not that hard. Just get their phone, press 1, 2, 3 if it's a voice stream phone, or find out by, just ask them. How do you get to your voicemail? And when they're away for 2 seconds, grab the phone, get on in, and some cellular providers will actually allow you to forward calls once you're in there. Sometimes, I think with VoiceStream, they only allow you to forward to a different voicemail box when you do it from within the actual voicemail. But if the phone that you get has the feature for forwarding calls, it's not that hard. Just take it, forward it, and you can send their calls to anywhere. So, in essence, someone calls them and their phone is off, they will get a sex phone line or anything else that you set it to, and it's not that hard to do. And you will be amazed by how many people actually fall for that. They never know how you did it. They're amazed. And all you did was forward the call. So there you go. Now, we could have done this the hard way. I could have gone down to a payphone and done it like that, but let's see, maybe there's something else we can do. You know what I'm curious about? I'm really wondering what happens if I make my cell phone forward to a number that's far away. You know? I don't want to try it because I'm sure it'll forward, but I don't know what's going to happen. Obviously my cell phone can't get the bill because I'm not making a call. Someone's calling me. I'm just sending them somewhere else. But can you imagine that? What a rotten trick. If I set this forward to something in, maybe Bolivia, if it would accept that, I could have people call me and then they call Bolivia. And if they actually get billed for that, which I'm assuming they would, wow, that's just rotten. I don't know, we're going to have to play around with this some more and test it out, see what we can do. But, yeah, there you go. Forwarding calls, and it's not that hard. Let me just see one more thing. Just want to make sure, because I know I had tried network selection. Yeah, I never use that. I know I had tried once to forward a call to the time and weather number in my local area, and it didn't work. So let me try doing that just really quick. I'm just going to try to enter it and see if it doesn't work. Then at least we'll know that maybe some numbers can't be forwarded to. Okay, phone number entry. Let me enter that in. Okay. Please wait, because nothing is done automatically these days. Still waiting. Okay, there we go. Now let me just turn off the phone completely, and it went through, so let's see what we get.
Purchase or refinance your home with Peoples.
Yeah.
Connecticut's number one mortgage lender, an equal housing lender.
Peoples Bank time, 10:50. The current temperature is 64 degrees.
Now Bridgeport's only official forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight. Hello.
Likely, huh? Yeah. Okay, so that's the fun stuff for tonight. And again, the number for all the voicemails on VoiceStream is 243-9999. Be good.
And the number to get into someone's voicemail from their phone is 123. Now let's see. Maybe if VoiceStream is listening, maybe they'll change that. Maybe now it'll be automatically password protected. I don't know, but we'll have to see. Now, you know, I have a perfectly good payphone. Let's see if someone's there. You know, I ran down there to get this number today, and it seems like a waste not to use it. Probably not.
The number you have reached is not in service. Please be sure you have the right number in mind.
Ooh.
Dialed it correctly. This is a recording. 20353.
Man, am I glad that I didn't go running down there. The number doesn't even work. Can you imagine that? I would have walked all the way down there. It's weird how things just kind of work out in your favor, even though you don't think they are. Dash can't do the show, it's raining, and I don't look like a fool by walking all the way down to a payphone just to find out it doesn't accept incoming calls. I knew I should have tried it while I was there. But let me see here. Is that pretty much it? Yeah. I'll treat notes around this place. Treat my school notes the same way. Oh, before we close for the night, I still have a few minutes left. I would like to say that we have a new HackerMind store. Yes, the Hackstar, as I call it. Clever, huh? You can reach it at www.cafepress.com/HackerMind. And in there you can buy, so far we have t-shirts, we have baby tees for the ladies, and sweatshirts. Now, keep in mind, we don't make the shirts. Okay, we do not make them. Cafe Press makes them. We do not make any money off of this. Okay, we're not one of those greedy sites that goes around asking for money for no reason. All right, we don't BS to you. We don't lie to you. We don't tell you that it costs $400 a year to maintain the site. Blah blah. No, it's cheap. It don't cost us that much at all. Just time. So we don't see one red cent of that price. So if you have a problem with price or with quality of the shirt, please take it up with Cafe Press. It has nothing to do with us. We just made the design and they're the ones that stick it on the shirt. So if you would like one, go ahead and order those. We will have other items that we put up for in the future, coffee mugs, blah blah blah. I mean, if you really want to think about HackerMind first thing in the morning while you're enjoying a hot cup of coffee, well, I guess we could oblige you. Although I don't know why anyone would. Personally, I try to forget about it once it's over, but it's a hard thing to do. Also, they have clocks, they have frisbees, and, you know, we're going to go all out. We're gonna stick our name on everything because that's the type of media whores we are. And you can go ahead and order those, and I would love to see someone wearing a HackerMind shirt at H2K2. That would just be great. Also, before H2K2, here's the deal. I'm sure I said this last week, but I'm going to say it again anyway. If you want to meet up with me and Dash at the conference, if you're going, either look for us on the first day. Well, no, do that. Look for us on the first day. If you don't find us on that first Friday, call up the con line at midnight, and we'll be on there. We'll try to be on there anyway, and we should be. Call it up at midnight, and we'll tell you where we are in the network room so you can meet up with us the next day, because we would love to have some of our listeners come over to us. Please, no knives, no guns, no nothing, all right? If you're pissed off at us about something we said, just don't hurt us. So, yeah. Well, we hope to see everyone there. And, that's about it. I'm trying to think of anything else I wanted to talk about. I know I had a lot of articles here, so I guess, why not? I should just at least cover them. Drug tests in Washington. The Supreme Court approved random drug tests for many public high school students Thursday, ruling that schools' interest in ridding their campuses of drugs outweighs an individual's right to privacy. This was a 5-4 decision that would allow the broadest drug testing the court has yet permitted for young people whom authorities have no particular reason to suspect of wrongdoing. So innocent kids in Washington are going to be stopped in the halls and made to pee in a cup, preferably behind closed doors, but they want to make sure that you don't fake it. So yeah, get ready to be stopped, get ready to be harassed, and get ready to be bothered. Now, who's going to be stopped? Well, do you think it's going to be random, or is it going to be the people that look like they're doing drugs, meaning the kids that have spiked hair, the kids that have no hair, the kids that wear black, the kids that are rollerblading in the halls? I mean, you shouldn't do that, but, you know, that's the people that are going to be stopped, all right? And even still, even if they stop anyone, it's wrong, all right? This is the land of the free, but because they're in school, because they're kids, it seems like our government feels like they can do anything. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Prisons and schools are training grounds for what may someday be implemented into regular society. Okay, so I got that out of the way. And now I want to mention, go to MSNBC.com. I know it hurts to do it, but they have a really funny article about how Linux is dead. Yeah, it says, Linux hasn't gone away, but after attracting widespread attention and generating several moonshot initial public offerings during the tech boom, purveyors of Linux software and support have fallen back to earth, along with their stocks. And I'm not even going to read this MSNBC crap here, but it talks about how Linux is dead. No one's using Linux. Linux is horrible. And yes, this comes to us from MSNBC, Microsoft. Microsoft's network. And so how do you feel about that? That's a nice thing to see on MSNBC. Also, lawmaker tries to foil illegal file sharing. Yeah, okay. Copyright holders would receive carte blanche, yeah, to use aggressive tactics to stop the illegal distribution of their works on online services like Morpheus and Kazaa under legislation outlined today by Representative Howard Berman, a Democrat from California. So this guy, Howard Berman from California, wants to see that people are able to, well, that copyright holders are able to DOS services like Kazaa, Morpheus, and all the other ones. So they want to have the right to do what basically everyone else is saying is terrorism. I guess it's only terrorism if you're not a multi-million dollar corporation. That's pretty much it. For some humorous reads, I suggest you check out Slashdot, and you can read about how the Japanese are trying to stop cell phones in movie theaters. They claim that this is going to stop people from talking, but I don't know about you, I've never seen anyone on a cell phone in a movie theater. I just see people yelling at the screen and talking to the person next to them. So if you can stop that, well, hey, I'd love to see it. Also, OpenSSH has a major security hole. Go to wbglinks.net and check that out. And look at that. I got through pretty much everything I hope to cover tonight, and that's good, because time is up, and I hope Dash Interrupt enjoys this show. I hope everyone else did. It was just me. I did my best, but that's what you got. So remember, go to saveinternetradio.org, and hopefully we can keep online music alive, because I would hate to see it die off, but it looks like that's what's going to happen. So remember, keep our voices out there. Keep them strong, and let it be known that you're not just going to sit back and take this. And that about does it. So, for Dash Interrupt, who isn't here, this is Screamer Chaotix, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? Teach me how to dance real slow. that I die. This will be the day that I die. Now pretend